Thanks for letting me come over. I know it was last minute. I'm not intruding, am I? I just texted to come by. I know it's late and... Really? Okay. Thank you. Yeah, I better get inside. Yes, some chamomile tea would be great. Thank you. It helps with the nausea, and you know, I'm not supposed to have too much caffeine. Oof. So, like I said, there's something I wanted to talk to you about. Oh, yeah, everything is good with me, and the little bean is doing great. I had a checkup today, actually. I didn't tell you because I knew you might have worried when it was just routine stuff. I'm looking in good shape, and next week I can go in for the first scan and get a look. You know, none of this was planned, but I'm happy that everything seems to be going so smoothly. It's totally worth a little morning sickness, some sensitive boobs, and a nose like a bloodhound. Did you miss me while I was out of the office? Oh, come on. You can't get by a day without me around, I'm sure. Listen, I know you're being polite, but I know you're dying to know why I asked to come here out of the blue. Of course you are. You don't work beside someone for as long as we have without learning a few of their tics. People don't call me your work wife for nothing. It's about the last work party we had, though, actually. Mm-hmm, that one. How much do you remember of it? Yeah, I recall very well exactly how drunk you were. I just thought, what is the very last thing you remember? It's okay if things are a bit hazy. Just try, please. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. I still can't believe you woke up on your floor. You were trashed. During the party, you told me some things and did some things that I think you'd like to know about. So just let me tell you. We sat beside each other at dinner, remember? Well, I should have been a better friend when Mike was feeding you booze, but you were having fun. You rarely let yourself cut loose, always so disciplined. I didn't see any harm in it. It was a party after all. When we were all done eating, I suggested we get some air. Mm-hmm, I did. Well, you had a buzz on for sure, but you weren't a mess. At least I don't think you were. I was feeling pretty good, too. Do you remember what I was wearing? Nothing wrong with that memory. I was wearing a nice red blouse and a black miniskirt. Do you remember what you said about it? No? You're not just saying that because you're embarrassed, right? Well, you might be embarrassed because you told me I looked sexy. Actually, your exact words were, "You look so fucking sexy tonight." I guess a little skin and something that hugs my curves is what it takes to get a juicy compliment from you. It was flattering. No, really, listen. Guys compliment me often enough, but it's nice to be desired, you know? I could tell you meant it from the look in your eyes. If you're blushing at that, you better strap in. It did not stop there. We were all alone out there. which was a good thing, because you pulled me in for a kiss. Mm-hmm, you did. You put your hands on my waist and brought me close to you. It was good. I was a little flustered, as you might have guessed. May I continue? Yes, there's more. Are you ready? Well, we went back inside. We were walking down the hallway back to the party. And then we were waiting for the elevator, and you were quiet. I didn't know what was on your mind. I thought maybe you were nervous about the kiss or what you said. Are you sure you don't remember this? Okay. The doors opened. We stepped inside. And you were all over me. You pressed me against the wall before I knew what was happening, pinning me as our mouths met. It was intense. It happened. I promise. I have proof. Yes, I do. Just let me tell you the rest of the story. The elevator climbed, and soon we would be arriving back at the party. You kept going and going, and I was afraid we were going to get caught. People already joke about us at work. I didn't want to fuel the rumors. I guess you figured that out, and so you intervened. You had enough of your faculties left to let me go and press the button for the floor beneath the party. I didn't understand at first. I was still breathless and in shock. Not to mention straightening my clothes in case we ran into someone. I had never seen this side of you before. The elevator car came to a stop and the bell dinged, and you grabbed me by the waist, pulled me down the empty corridor. I was too stunned to react, so I kind of just hurried along as best I could. I was like a passenger in my body. It was the wine I had, or the shots we had with Mike and Stacy. Or maybe it was the thrill of it and how spontaneous it was. It was exciting. You found the place you wanted me and pulled me in. You closed the door behind me. We were locked away together. You were on me right away. My body sandwiched between you and the door. Your mouth was on mine. You kissed me hard and bit my lip. It happened. But you wanted more. Your hands groped what you had been admiring outside a few minutes before, feeling up my breasts, squeezing my ass. It wasn't like that. I liked it. You were rough and demanding, and it was so raw. I was moaning like a slut, and I couldn't stop myself. You broke off the kiss and looked me in the eyes. There was only the sound of the two of us breathing hard in that room. I thought you were going to change your mind. Instead, you bent down a bit, grabbed my thighs, and lifted me up. My heart went into my throat then. I remember gasping. Mm-hmm. There was a table in the room. You put me on it, on my back. No, don't speak. Just let me tell you. My skirt was loose, so you hiked it up easily. I was turned on and a little terrified too. I didn't know what to do. He reached down and began to rub me through my panties. I had wanted to feel sexy that night. They were little black ones with lace trim. You growled when you felt me. My heart skipped a beat. I remember being embarrassed at just how wet I was. But you were hard on me, and it made me whimper and squirm. I couldn't help it. I pulled you on top of me for a kiss. Even though you were taking the lead, I wanted things too. You made me come like that. I clenched my jaw and tried to keep quiet. When I was laying there, seeing stars, you began peeling my panties down my legs. When I came to my senses, what? I was cum drunk. It happens. Anyway, that's when I heard you pulling down your zipper. I asked if you had a condom. Your eyes were fiery and you told me no, as you pulled your cock out. You were so hard. I told you I wasn't on any birth control. I had broken up with my boyfriend a few months before. I wanted to switch off the pill, but I wasn't in a rush. I wasn't seeing anyone, and I was always careful, despite my current state might suggest. You told me that you wanted to fuck me. I moaned. It had been so long, and I was so horny. I told you that you had to pull out. You didn't hold back another second. You buried yourself to the hilt, and then you started fucking me just like you promised. It wasn't sex or making love. You were pounding into me so hard. The table was shaking. You were going crazy and bringing me with you. I never would have expected it from you. You've always been so gentle and sweet to me. A real gentleman. But that night, you were a beast. It was rough and hard. And you had this wild gleam in your eyes. You were groaning and grunting and growling, and I was holding on for dear life. You were ramming your cock into me with those powerful thrusts. Whew, sorry, I'm getting carried away. Ooh, maybe I should have asked for ice water instead of tea. I just want you to know what it was like, truly. I should continue. There's more to tell you. I knew you were getting close. You're going so fast and you were getting louder and louder. I felt your body tensing. I warned you to pull out. I moaned, you have to pull out. But you didn't stop. In fact, you went faster. I was nervous. I felt you thrusting into me with nothing protecting my womb. I grabbed your shirt, trying to get you to hear me. I warned you about the risk. You hadn't spoken the whole time we were fucking, but you had plenty to say then. You told me. You said, I want to come in you. I want to flood your pussy with my seed. My mind screamed no, but my body didn't want you to stop. You were so deep, grinding away on my clit. Told me you were going to blow inside me despite the risk. Your hands were tied on my thighs, so I was locked in place. And I started to come so hard, I was helpless. You went as deep as you could, and I felt you. I felt you firing your load inside me as you roared in orgasm. Oh, it was so powerful. Afterward, we kissed and touched each other's bodies as we caught our breaths. I couldn't believe what had happened. What was done was done. Took us a while, but we eventually went back to the party. We rode the elevator back up, tried to rejoin everyone. For the rest of the night, I could feel you inside me. Your cum dampening my panties. The guys had gotten even drunker while we were gone, and were soon passing us drinks. It helped with my nerves. But it also made things more illicit. We had this secret, and the evidence was under my skirt. You were looking at me like you were proud. Maybe it was just my imagination, but you were smiling, and that fire was still in your eyes. I tried not to notice, but every time I took a peek your way, you were watching me so intently. Then you got too drunk. I put you in a cab and called my own. And when I got home, I kept replaying everything, how you overpowered me, how you took me, the feelings and the sounds, and that look. Can I confess something? I touched myself that night. Reliving it, with your sticky seed still in me. Maybe it was the lingering alcohol intensifying the events of the night in my mind. I don't know. I texted you the next morning, remember? I was nervous. I had no idea how you felt. Though I at least knew now you were attracted to me. I said, last night was crazy, ... And you replied you were so hungover and couldn't remember anything. I didn't know what to do. Were you trying to pretend nothing happened so we could go back to normal? I had no idea. Then when you came into the office on Monday, you acted exactly the same. No awkwardness or shyness. You even got me my favorite donuts as a thank you for getting you home safely. You were your sweet, wholesome self again. But I had seen another side, and I couldn't get that out of my mind when I looked at you. I know you've probably put this together already. I see it on your face. You're wide-eyed and look like you're in shock. 2 weeks later, I missed my period. 3 weeks after the party, the Friday after work, I picked up a pregnancy test from the pharmacy down the street, and a big pair of pink lines was how I started my weekend. I hadn't been with anyone else. When you took me that night and came inside me, you got me pregnant. You're the father. God, I'm sorry. I know this is a lot, but it feels so good to finally tell you. It's okay. Take it in. It's big news. Why don't you come sit beside me? Touch it. My tummy. It's your baby. I've wanted to tell you since I found out. But when you couldn't remember, I got scared. It was so hard when I told you and you touched my flat stomach. You were the first person I told, and you looked happy. I hoped you might confess to remembering, but you've really, truly forgotten. I haven't forgotten. I haven't been able to stop thinking about it. No, in a good way. I fantasize about it. I replay it over and over again. At home, in bed, at work. How are you feeling? Please tell me, honestly. I know, it's shocking. It has been so hard to work beside you each day and not tell you, especially when you've been a major help in so many little ways. You knew I was doing this alone, and you've been so supportive. You're remembering? Just bits and pieces? That's good. Do you feel different? Knowing you impregnated me? That you bred me? I'm sorry, but I think it's what you wanted. The way you fucked me. The way you made sure your cum was deep inside me. And the way you ignored my begging to pull out. You wanted to put your baby in me on some level. The animal inside you had needs, instincts to fulfill. You made me feel like, God, so many things. I can't stop thinking about that night and about you. My instincts keep telling me to get closer to you. I don't know if it's the pregnancy hormones or something else, but I need you. I need the man who put his baby inside me and claimed my womb. I've been dressing differently for you at work. I think you've noticed. I've seen your eyes on me. Part of me hoped you'd sense the truth, even if you couldn't remember it. Let me show you. Feel here. It's small, but you can feel him or her. That's right. I'm sorry, I couldn't stop myself. Not with you touching me like that. And everything else. You're a wonderful friend, a perfect companion, and I know you'll be an incredible daddy. And more. Wow. Show me your wild side again. Show me that beast that knocked me up. Oh, I'm so glad you'll remember every detail of this night. Oh, every day our baby gets bigger. I won't be able to keep it a secret much longer. Wouldn't you like everyone to know who bred my fertile little body? Oh, yes, do it. Oh, take me. Fuck, you're so hard. Just like I remember. Give it to me. Pound my pregnant pussy. Fill me up again. Yes, I'm so wet. I could barely get through that story without touching myself. Oh, God. Put it in me. Oh, please, Daddy. Oh, fuck. Oh, you feel even better the second time. Oh, your thrusts. Oh, they're incredible. Oh, Daddy, yes. Oh, my body needs you. Ever since you fucking bred me. Since you fucked me like an animal. Oh, make me yours, Daddy. Fill my body. Ah, oh, you're so fucking rough. I can take it, Daddy. Keep going. Oh, oh, ruin it. Fuck. You can come at me all you want. It's your pussy now, Daddy. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. It feels so good. It feels so good, Daddy. You had to do it, didn't you? Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you, Daddy. Oh, finally. I've been dying for a second tumble with my beast. I have ached for that. I love you. I know, but I loved you as a friend before, and now you've become so much more. I love both your sides. You're a sweet and kind man. And a rough, strong animal. Don't worry. I'll be able to keep up. I've been waiting for you to catch me again. We have a few weeks to make up for.